Before we return to our riveting drama, our sponsor insists that we listen to a radio show about television.
Do you think spring means anything to Superman?
I doubt if Superman has any time for baseball right now.
Oh, you...
Now, that was from The Wedding of Superman. Can you tell us why that show has such appeal for you and the audience?
Because I'm a ham and I worked most of it. You know, we had a little scene where I was sort of playing with this emblem.
Careful.
The S.
Oh, dear. Cut.
This is Bob from Santee. Thank you for taking my call.
You're quite welcome.
Mega Dittas from Santee.
Yes.
I am my kid's dad.
Terrific.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
We're honored. Do you have the answer for the Get Smart Trivia question, Bob?
Well, actually, I have a question and a comment.
Bob, I'm sorry, but we're not seeking questions or comments, just answers.
Yes. I had a question about Area 51. Are you there?
Yes, we're here.
Yeah. My question about Area 51 is, do you think it exists? I'll hang up and listen to your answer off the air.
In this edition of our program, we are proud to welcome legendary television writer and executive producer on Get Smart, Leonard Stern.
I'm sorry, Jim, but there are many confidential details regarding the behind-the-scenes machinations of network deal-making that I can't simply divulge in public. I'll tell you in confidence, but I'll have to insist that we use the cone of silence.
All right. Ed, activate the cone of silence. Now, as I was saying about the genesis of Get Smart...
What?
I was talking about the genesis. Genesis!
I'm a genius. Oh, thank you very much. That's kind of you.
Over the next few segments, Alan Young will help us relive virtually every aspect of this classic television series.
I am Mr. Ed.
Alan, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Now, Alan, how many times do you think you've heard that song?
Oh, once or twice.
At least. Legendary actress and panelist on I've Got a Secret, Jane Meadows.
You know, the last time I heard voices sound like that, the wizard or whatever his name was on Steve's show gave some gas to be inhaled that changed the voices. Is that what's going on now?
I would say it has a very definite connection, but you must name the gas.
Helium. Helium.
Helium. Helium is absolutely right.
Jane, was that the first time you ever inhaled helium?
That's Jim?
That's me, yes, yes. I'm coming
Are
down
you
now.
Using
yes.
In 1965, actor Robert Clary was cast as Corporal LeBeau on Hogan's Heroes, playing a World War II soldier held captive in a prisoner of war camp by the name of Stalag 13. Ironically, Mr. Clary had endured real-life horrors 20 years earlier when the Nazis deported he and his family to Buchenwald concentration camp.
But I never fought the elements. I never said, "What am I doing here? That's terrible. I'm going to fight. I'm going to kill Germans." I never did that. Mm-hmm. I just live day by day, trying to do the best I can with the situation.
Star of stage, screen, television, and Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, Gary Owens.
Well, thank you, Jim. It is a pleasure to be here. You just flew in from Mars today, didn't you?
Yes.
You know, most Martians make pretty good gardeners because they have little green thumbs. But I want to say...
Wow. I have to come up with more TV turning points.
September 11th, 1954, the first Miss America pageant. March 7th, 1955, the first Emmy Awards broadcast. June 7th, 1955, the first color cast of President Eisenhower while addressing the troops at West Point. Well, the famous chicken, a.k.a. Ted Gianolis, is here as our famous mystery guest. Chicken? Can you tell us, what is it like being a chicken on a regular basis?
Well, I tell you, Jim, I feel like I'm at the peak of my career right now.
This is Jim Benson. I have to say this real fast because I'm running out of tape, so join us again next week as our magical transport turns back the pages of history and takes us on yet another journey into the annals of classic television. You'll find your next adventure right here on the TV...
Thank you.